Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert is running for president of South Carolina. He's not actually on the ballot for tomorrow's primary. It's all part of Colbert's parody of the process, the same way he's parodying cable news. Recently, super PACs have fallen under his satirical scrutiny. NPR arts reporter Netta Ulaby looked into this political practical joke.
For this, I needed to go upstairs and find Peter Overby, NPR's man on campaign finance.
What is a super PAC?
Welcome to my world. It's nuts. It's the craziest situation in political money that I've seen in something like the 20 years I've been covering this.
Peter said for the first time this past year, super political action committees can raise unlimited money to run ads, often attack ads.
A group of corporate raiders led by Mitt Romney, more ruthless than Wall Street.
That ad was produced by a super PAC run partly by old friends and staff of Newt Gingrich. It twisted facts and embarrassed him. But because of rules forbidding coordination between candidates and super PACs, he couldn't make a phone call to get it off the air. He had to call a press conference.
I'm calling on the super PAC. I cannot coordinate with him. I cannot communicate directly.
It's the super PAC rules about coordinating that Stephen Colbert's mocking right now.
We're not coordinating.
That's Stephen Colbert and the guy who runs his super PAC, John Stewart, on the phone together with a lawyer they share. Apparently, that's legal. They hired a super lawyer, Trevor Potter, who used to work for John McCain. Now he seems to relish illuminating the absurdly broad loopholes in coordination.
Trevor, is being business partners a problem?
Being business partners does not count as coordination legally.
Great.
And when Stewart took over Colbert's super PAC so it would be totally independent, he wondered,
can I legally hire Stephen's current super PAC staff to produce these ads that will be in no way coordinated with Stephen?
Yes.
The super PAC, called Americans for a Better Tomorrow Tomorrow, ran ads also attacking Mitt Romney.
As head of Bain Capital, he bought companies, carved them up, and got rid of what he couldn't use. If Mitt Romney really believes...
corporations are people, my friend.
Then Mitt Romney is a serial killer.
I had nothing to do with that ad.
Stephen Colbert with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News.
I can't tell Americans for a Better Tomorrow Tomorrow what to do. It's not my super PAC, George. It's the super PAC of, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, John Stewart.
That's aired in Charleston, South Carolina, on a TV station run by Rita Little Scott.
We did not know it was Stephen Colbert for a while.
She says the ads fit right in. And she says no one has called to complain about them.
In fact, we've not received any phone calls except from the media.
Scott says she appreciates how Colbert and Stewart are exposing the flaws and absurdities in the super PAC system. That's not what another humorist was trying to do when he ran for governor of Texas a few years ago. Kinky Friedman was trying to win. He lost to Rick Perry.
My definition of politics, poly means more than one, and ticks are blood-sucking parasites.
Friedman said he really doesn't like Stephen Colbert's humor, but he says at least Colbert's taking risks. So Stephen Colbert has Kinky Friedman's endorsement for President of the United States.
Of course he does. That's why we need Stephen Colbert in there to stir things up, be a troublemaker. I very much approve of that. That's what Jesus was.
An analogy that would doubtless please candidate Stephen Colbert. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.